to me, a lot of this has gotten into the legal realm where it should have been dealt with differently in the policy and ethics realm. I think there's a lot of evidence that the way that we store, share, transmit research information, not only journal articles, but data and so on, is not ideal, and is not fair to the public who paid to support a lot of this research. It's not beneficial to scientific progress in terms of free flow of information. And so there needs to be much more discussion and much more activity devoted to finding better ways to exchange information. And by the time it's sort of descended into something like the Aaron Swartz case, it almost becomes somewhat ridiculous all around. I mean, it's so interesting to me that JSTOR changed their policy just a few days before Aaron Swartz's suicide. And the new policy they have, which is sort of limited access, actually addresses many of the concerns people have had about access to information.
This is really great. Thank you very much for this remark. It is really a question of many other aspects of internet regulation, and the reason why we're talking about the moral side so much is because the legislators don't know how to regulate it from the legal point of view, right? So basically, any kind of legislation is the reflection of social events, a reflection of social experience. And what we're doing right now is we're trying to game the social experience. And Aaron gave us an opportunity to think about what's going on, and he set a wonderful example of how not ready the legislators are to actually embrace the change in the society, right? To understand the change of the social part of the development of the internet, and they do not have the effective tools to regulate this kind of relations. And it is really a wonderful remark about the necessity of compromise. The way that Ms. Ortiz was talking about this is definitely very restrictive, and it's definitely very categorical, right? So she didn't give any chance to show to try to do something about it. But they did have a suggestion of a settlement of 6 months in prison for Aaron Swartz. And basically, that's why they were talking about afterwards. His girlfriend, Aaron Swartz's girlfriend, was talking about the fact that why would the government actually talk about 35 years in prison, and that should be fine if they could actually come up with 6 months in prison instead. But on the other hand, is there really a reason to send a person to jail even for 6 months for this kind of infringements? Do you think that in the internet open society, there really is the law, the copyright law, still applies the same way? But should there be responsibility still the way that it is? For example, even if a person goes to jail for 6 months, it will still be a criminal responsibility in the record, right? So this is not very good. The person can't become a president afterwards. The person cannot become a prosecutor, a judge, or take maybe some other responsible positions, even minding that these people could be very good students. That's maybe why they don't load the papers for free. That's why maybe they need this much of information, and sometimes it's not very good. Okay, so right. This is a very interesting conversation about what happened there, and I don't think that we actually know how it should be managed. It was yesterday when Lawrence Plastic was talking in Harvard University about this whole situation, and what he was saying is that it's, of course, it's not proportionate, and of course it's not a very good idea to actually punish a young boy for this kind of infringement. They were also talking, he was also talking about the American values and about the fact that this person actually stood up for what he believed in by himself, and for that the government actually punished the person, right? It wasn't just about gaining some kind of profit or anything else. It was about actually talking about the problems in the society and demanding the change in the society, demanding the change in legislation. So it was a civil act of disobedience to the law, but depending on the state, depending on the kind of regulation in the government, it is very different in every country. So in the United States, as Lawrence Plastic said yesterday, it should be more democratic in a way that a person should have an opportunity to actually share this disobedience and to actually do something about it. And of course, this is a very interesting example of how the situation is regulated.